Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
The one thing that I just got to bring up, and I feel like we have a pretty good pulse of the fan base, and I can't tell if it's an overreaction to, like, I don't know, like maybe what happened last year and maybe where the current, like, I can't do the Rob Thompson.
I can't believe it, dude. So we had people say fire him on the morning show this morning. I was like, what?
It is.
Like, what?
It is, and I'm trying not to, like, talk down to people, but it is so stupid to think that, like, it's like, what are we talking about here? The guy is winning at what, a 625 winning percentage plus, you know, like for two seasons as the manager. He was in game six of the World Series, and yes, this team, like, I like their record given what's transpired this year is sort of a mirror.
Dude, the top five, again, we do this every time, but the top five guys in the lineup make over $20 million each, and they're all sub-800 OPSs. Like, that seems impossible.
And, again, that's not Rob, it's not Rob Thompson, I promise. And my other thing is, like, I just want to look at this whole thing holistically for a second. The top five guys have had their worst years of their career. Bryce is fine, but he's also not hitting for power now. He lost Rhys Hoskins. They've lost 30 plus home runs, mm-hmm. and that's a
turns
big,
out that was important.
Turns out it's a big deal, and now I got to go overpay for some kind of right-handed pop who might not be that good at the trade deadline. His ace has been pretty good and hopefully turning the corner, but not the ace that we've seen.
Wheeler shows a 3.74 ERA. That doesn't tell the whole story, but like it's a ERA.
Aaron Nola's ERA is in the
4.43. Jack,
nice.
It's almost 4.5. Aaron Nola's ERA.
Great,
it's awesome.
His third starter had a really good month of June. Has been hit or miss since. Taiwan Walker's fine. He's fine.
Been nice.
Sanchez's a revelation, but before Chris Sanchez, it was a bullpen game or Bailey Falter.
I mean, we remember the numbers. What was it, like 2-12 in the game started by the fifth starter at a certain point or whatever it was? Yep. Like it was bad.
If Kimbrel didn't emerge, the bullpen would be like, because Sir Anthony's missed a ton of time.
Yep.
Alvarado's missed a ton of time. Strom's been down. Like the bullpen being as good as it is.
Well, I mean, like outside of Kimbrel, I mean, we've talked about a bunch, but like guys like Hoffman and Marte have been the most important Phillies. Like they've pitched the most high leverage innings this season of those guys, you know? It's because they've had to.
And I like those two, but like tomorrow they need to get it. Like, those guys are. I think you're making a mistake banking on them for high lever spots at this point.
Well, especially because they're all going to be at innings limits. Like they're all going to be way past what they normally pitch because none of these guys have had major league careers so far. So they're all pitching major league high leverage innings for the first times in their careers between Hoffman and Marte for long stretches of time. So I mean, and then talking playoff baseball, yeah. Like you know what I mean?
It's not that those guys can't do it. I just think that to bank on it would be a mistake.
Exactly. You shouldn't have to count on them to do it.
Right. So that's where I'm at. Like I think they've been great. And Hoffman over the weekend, just some big big spots.
Yeah.
Whereas like the Jeff Hoffman I know is that not great spots. But either way, like they've been good. But like I just think that you need to find upgrades for those spots. So you have your two best bullpen options been on the IL on off all year.
Mm-hmm.
Starters.
And Sir Anthony obviously does not look good since coming back.
And it doesn't look like the same Sir Anthony. The $300 million shortstop has been replacement level mostly.
One of the worst players on the team.
Castellanos, while great in the first half, is back to, unfortunately, and I hope he can just turn it around and figure it out again, but over the weekend was just like, there's so many times he came up with the base
loaded.
It felt
exactly like last year.
Where
it's just unbelievable.
We're right back where we are.
It looked like this flailing at the outside, but like it was like the exact guy.
I agree. And the fact that, you know, I can't do the, this is Rob Thompson, this is why he's a bench coach, this is why, it's like, can we just take a deep breath? And I mean, frankly, the bullpen being the best in baseball is part of Rob Thompson's, you know, how he uses those guys.
Yeah,
like that's a part of it. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think a manager really does? I mean, the defensive stuff over the weekend was annoying. I guess he's going to have them do more stuff on the field, whatever. These guys are, like, I just can't take, like, these guys are not doing their thing. It's the players not stepping up. And the star players mostly. Like, I just, to throw that all on Thompson, I just think is freaking insane. And I'm not trying to sound preachy. Like, if you want to fire Rob Thompson, go ahead. I just think it's insane.
I think it's unfair, honestly, to put it on Thompson. And look, Rob Thompson had a horrible weekend. Like, on top of all that we're talking about, he had a bad weekend. Like, I get why he pulled Sanchez. I'm not as mad as it. He was never going to throw a no-hitter. He was never going to throw a complete game, all that stuff. But, like, I thought it was the wrong moment to pull him. I would have given him another inning there. Like,
well, he was sick.
He was sick, you know, but it didn't look like he was that sick on the hill. And, look, I thought Thompson had a bad weekend. I thought the stop taking side of the lineup on Sunday was a mistake. I feel like the general lineup itself of almost like, you know, let's see if we win this game or not is a mistake. But to your point, I mean, if you're looking anywhere past the first five guys in the lineup in Aaron Nola and you're giving Rob Thompson more blame than those guys, that is crazy. They're still seven games above 500.
I know.
It's not like Rob Thompson has done a horrendous job this, again, also with the 1-5 start. Like,
well, it's they're also
really games. Since, you know, June 1st, they're one of the best teams in baseball.
They have the second best record in baseball.
All right,
since
what
June
are we
1st.
Doing here?
Like, I know.
What are we doing here?
That's why I can't take it. It's like everything in my mention is like, well, they have the wrong manager. Like, what are you talking about? Like, seriously,
I was close. You almost cursed
because it's just like it's like what are you talking about? Like, it's just, oh, it worked last year. Okay, so Dusty.
So every year we're gonna fire the manager.
Dusty Wathen's the manager. That someone tweeted me that the other day. It's like this is why he's a bench coach. They should bring in Dusty. It's like, well, Dusty's a bench coach.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Like, are you serious? Like what has Dusty shown you?
I just relax. I mean, they're seven games over 500. They've dug themselves out of it. See what they do the trade deadline. But this is on the players, and there's like it's on them, and. I thought, so the difference between these this year and last year with Girardi is that the players didn't like Joe Girardi. And they
very clearly.
And they gave up on him. These players like Rob Thompson.
And again, they're 7 games above 500. Like, they're just playing some dumb baseball, making mistakes.
I know.
And again, like, they're freaking guys making $20 million a year. Like, look, all right, I'll take Harper out of it. The power sucks, but, like, the dude came back early. He's playing first base. Great. Phenomenal.
Besides Saturday.
Yeah, besides Saturday, but still, like, he's played solid first base. Like, he's done a nice shot. Like, Harper, I'm taking off the table. Like, it is what it is. It's a year coming back from Tommy John. Schwarber has not been great, but Schwarber's kind of been what we expected. The walks have been great. The power's there. Like,
9 walks over the weekend.
Dude, I mean, he's got 75 walks or something. Like, he's been good. Like, he's fine. The other three, and like Castellanos, like, you can't kill him too much, but like Trey Turner and JT, like, if you look, and it's really all five. Like, those guys not hitting for power and not putting up big numbers are what's hurting this team the most. But like JT, I mean, Trey Turner, we're crushing him, and rightfully so. And that is the biggest reason. If you have to put one person at the very top of this pyramid of disappointment, again, seven games above 500, disappointment that the Philly season is, it's Trey Turner by himself at the top. But, like, man, JT Romuto has been horrible. Another, like, that double play to end the game.
Oh,
like,
come on. You saw that coming, though, didn't you?
Of course I did. Like, but he's been horrible. And we have barely talked about it at all. Like, he's been a disaster, JT.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Sure. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, I don't know. Like, you want to play Stubby more?
I've been down there. Maybe I'll say it because last time I said that, it worked out well. Play Stubbs more.
At least
I'll get some butt hits out of it.
Dude, great punter. It's just, they're still... I'm glad we didn't record last night because it would have been a different podcast.
Oh yeah,
but. But I just there is a part of me that has, I think there's a couple things give me hope. Okay, the one thing give me hope is actually losing that series in Pittsburgh because I think they needed it and I think they needed a wake up call and I think they need to know that during this month of August when you have 19 home games you can't just roll out of bed and go play and expect to win. This is still Major League Baseball. Bryce said that after the game. I think that's important. Zach Wheeler I think is back. I think they got their ace back and he looks like he's pitching at a high level.
He looks awesome.
And the fact, like, again, the fact that they're in a good spot and they haven't even, like, I don't even think they've sniffed their ceiling this
year.
Not even close. Their floor is a very high floor that if they can just do it, like, just lock in for a month, James, they should end August
coasting. They should be, like, set for the playoffs.
They should be the first wild card.
Yep.
And they should be up 3 or 4 games.
Yep.
Like, that's what they should do in August. And if these, and I don't know what the magic elixir is to tell these stars to calm the frick down and just play baseball, because again, they all look tight at the same time. The young players aren't tight. The one starter is very tight. the bullpen's not tight.
Yeah.
It's the five guys. They are tight. I thought Schwarber was a positive weekend.
I do too. I thought he had a really good weekend.
And I think it was important. Like, again, he was thinking.
Won the game for him on Friday and then just taking good at bats, getting walks, getting on base.
And maybe it's just putting the young kids at the top and seeing what happens. And just letting, like, say, all right, go be carefree at the top. Again, the fact that Castellanos was in the 2 spot over Bohm is insanity.
It's crazy.
Like, that. You have to look at what that guy's doing right now. We have to use our eyes a little bit. Just he can't be there. He cannot be there. You want to put him back at 4? I'll take it.
I'll tell you, yeah, I over
or,
2.
Or go Stott, Bohm, Harper, Schwarber. No, that's too left. That's too many lefties. But, like, something like that. Like whatever it takes. Like, Bohm needs to be in that 2 spot right now. If he's not going to be hitting for power, home run yesterday was great.
It was great.
By the way,
but it was opposite, you know, like, his right center.
Yeah,
like,
but I guess if he
smoked it.
Oh, the ball was.
Yeah, he smoked killed. It.
If he can be the right center field power guy and then pull whatever.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just a little bit of power.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, he doesn't really strike out. He puts the bat on the baseball. Like, just put 2. And just see what happens. Mm-hmm. But tonight, Castellanos cannot be there. Like, just straight up cannot be there.
I'm with you,
like,
dude.
That was a
horrific.
Horrific.
It was horrific.
It was worse than Stott. Like, it was worse than Stott not being in the lineup yesterday. It was Castellanos continuing to bat too. He can't do it. He cannot do it right now. So put freaking Bohm there and just see what happens. I promise you. I promise. It's gonna work fine.
So they have 4.
If it doesn't, then just bat 9-8 players.
Yeah, just leave 2 open.
No one can bat 2.
I like that. Just take it out.
It's a death spot for this lineup. What used to be the leadoff spot, which I guess some people still think is the leadoff spot, is now the 2 spot.
Yeah.
Because God forbid, right? Like, God forbid we could just have a freaking season where we don't have to have the worst at everything. Like, we've done this bit a million times.
It's the bit
of the Phillies is they have to be the worst at something.
It's just what we do.
And this year, it's the 2 spot in the lineup.
Thank you, Trey Turner. It's been great. Yes.
Oh, my God.
At 4-game series in Miami, then 19 of the next 23 at home. I mean, that's like against bad teams, or at least at the best, mediocre teams.
Well, and like we said last podcast, a lot of teams trading.